This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Multivitamin supplements show clear benefits for cognitive function and pregnancy outcomes. A comprehensive systematic review of multivitamin and mineral supplements has revealed significant benefits across multiple biological systems, challenging the long-held skepticism about their clinical value. The research, published in Clinical Nutrition, analyzed dozens of studies to examine how daily multivitamin use affects cognition, immunity, pregnancy outcomes, and other health markers. Dozens of studies analyzed showing multivitamin benefits across biological systems. Key health benefits of daily multivitamin supplementation, clinical outcomes across different biological systems, 2025 review cognitive function, strong pregnancy outcomes, strong immune function, moderate eye health, moderate cardiovascular, mild cancer prevention limited. Source Zhao et al., Clinical Nutrition 2025, Georgian Medical Journal News. Strongest evidence emerges for brain and pregnancy health. The most compelling findings centered on cognitive function in older adults. According to the research team led by Zhao and colleagues, multivitamin supplementation produced measurable improvements in memory, recall, and global cognition measures. This aligns with growing evidence from recent clinical studies suggesting that micronutrient deficiencies may accelerate age-related cognitive decline. For pregnant women, the data showed reduced risk of preterm birth, low birth weight, and neural tube defects. The World Health Organization has long recommended folate supplementation during pregnancy, but this review suggests broader multivitamin formulations may offer additional protective benefits for both mother and child. Immune system benefits demonstrated in clinical trials. Multiple controlled trials examined in the review showed that multivitamin users experienced better infection outcomes and shorter hospital stays. The researchers found this effect was most pronounced in populations with existing micronutrient deficiencies, suggesting that supplementation helps restore optimal immune function rather than enhancing it beyond normal levels. The mood-related findings were particularly striking for individuals with low baseline micronutrient intake. Participants in several studies reported reduced stress, anxiety, and fatigue after beginning daily multivitamin supplementation, according to the clinical nutrition analysis. Cardiovascular and cancer findings show mixed results. While the cognitive and pregnancy data were robust, cardiovascular outcomes showed more modest effects. The review found neutral to mildly protective effects on stroke and coronary disease, suggesting multivitamins are neither harmful nor dramatically beneficial for heart health. This contradicts some earlier studies that suggested potential cardiovascular risks from certain vitamin formulations. Cancer prevention data relied heavily on observational studies, limiting the strength of conclusions. Some research indicated lower rates of colorectal, breast, and prostate cancers among regular multivitamin users, but the authors cautioned that these associations don't establish causation. More importantly, for safety concerns, the review found no increase in overall mortality among supplement users across multiple large studies. Eye health benefits support targeted supplementation. The review documented slower macular degeneration progression and lower cataract incidence among multivitamin users. These findings build on established research showing that specific nutrients like lutein, zeaxanthin, and vitamin C and E play crucial roles in maintaining retinal health throughout aging. According to the researchers, the pattern across all studied systems suggests that multivitamins work best as a micronutrient foundation rather than therapeutic interventions. The benefits appear most pronounced when preventing deficiency-related dysfunction rather than optimizing already adequate nutritional status. The pattern is simple. When tissues that rely on constant vitamin and mineral turnover aren't running on empty, things work better, especially cognition, immunity, and pregnancy-related outcomes. Zhao et al., Clinical Nutrition Research Team, Clinical Nutrition, 2025. Key takeaways: strongest evidence supports multivitamin benefits for cognitive function in older adults and pregnancy outcomes, immune system improvements, and shorter hospital stays documented in multiple clinical trials. No safety concerns or increased mortality risk identified across dozens of studies. Benefits most pronounced in populations with existing micronutrient deficiencies. Frequently asked questions: are multivitamins worth taking if I eat a healthy diet? Their search suggests multivitamins provide the most benefit when preventing micronutrient deficiencies rather than optimizing already adequate intake. If your diet consistently provides all essential vitamins and minerals, additional supplementation may offer limited benefits. Which age groups benefit most from multivitamin supplementation? The strongest evidence exists for older adults experiencing cognitive benefits and pregnant women seeing improved pregnancy outcomes. However, immune system benefits were observed across age groups, particularly in those with low baseline micronutrient status. Can multivitamins replace a balanced diet for getting nutrients? No. The researchers emphasize that multivitamins work as a micronutrient foundation to support, not replace, proper nutrition. Whole foods provide fiber, phytonutrients, and nutrient combinations that supplements cannot replicate. The emerging evidence suggests a nuanced view of multivitamin supplementation. Neither the miracle cure some advocates claim, nor the waste of money critics dismiss. As research continues to refine our understanding of optimal micronutrient intake, these findings support a role for targeted supplementation in specific populations, while emphasizing that supplements work best alongside, not instead of, a balanced diet. Source: is your multivitamin actually doing anything?